Jesus Christ, Prince of Peace, we pray for peace on earth, wisdom for all our leaders, and for strength and loving comfort for all who are afflicted, wounded, grieving, or distressed due to war or violent conflict anywhere today. We pray in the name of God, the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer of our souls. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the second Sunday of Lent, and you may know that we are doing a Lenten sermon series on the Lord's Prayer. And when Reverend TJ sent me the schedule with the line that I was supposed to preach on today, I felt it was very serendipitous for me. The line I am signed today is, "Give us this day our daily bread." And there are many reasons why I feel grateful to reflect on these particular words, including just my own personal outlook and also things we're doing here at St. Paul's, and this line's connection to the whole of Scripture, the central message of Christ, and to the longing in our hearts to become fully alive in the truth of who we are. The first thing that I thought when I saw this line was I could almost hear the clergy and staff of a church I worked in about 10 years ago chuckling, because they used to tease me that there were certain words that Patricia uses all the time when she's preaching or teaching or writing, and the word at the top of the list was nourish. Oh, listen to Patricia saying nourishing waves of grace. And you know how you feel when somebody tells you you always do something. I said, I don't do that, do I? But then I began to notice that it was true. I was always using that word. And also I knew that I wasn't going to stop, because I realized how central the idea of nourishment feels to our faith tradition, and in some ways to every faith tradition, just deeply relevant for anyone who wishes to live in the fullness and truth of life. The holiness of nourishment also happens to be at the crux of our Lenten Forum series, which is about deep hunger and sacred meals. And the sacred nature of nourishment is at the heart of our outreach food and hunger relief ministry, which have become very energized in the last year. To offer food to our neighbors in need is to offer food to Christ, we are told. It is an act of love that lifts our heart and transforms us, because it is in alignment with who we really are. And it's no wonder that our scriptures are filled with so many stories and poems and parables and prayers about nourishment and hunger, banquets, feasts, fasts, Passover meals, God's provisioning, the fruit of the earth, the bread of life, the Lord's Supper, manna, miracles, feeding the 5,000, and the psalm exhortation to taste and see that God is good. If you're looking for freedom from the heaviness of despair, if you're looking for comfort from loneliness or from a haunting feeling that you're not enough as you are, if you're longing to feel peace even in the midst of war, if you're looking for courage in a sea of anxiety and fear, open up this prayer. Give us this day our daily bread, because we need to know the presence of God as our daily bread. We need to look for it like a starving person searches out food. We need to chew on it and take it in and let it become ourselves. So let's open up this prayer a little bit today while we open up our hearts and our own vast inner wisdom and longing to this prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Of course, it's not just about physical food. As we hear in Deuteronomy, one does not live by bread alone, and we heard those same words from Jesus in the gospel just last week. Physical food is important, and it's also sacramental. Sacramental in the sense that it makes visible for us the unseen reality of our deep need for spiritual nourishment. If we don't know our true hunger, how can we act to satisfy it? The hunger beneath all hungers is the hunger to live in the truth and freedom of who God has made us to be. It's like the difference between an apple tree that is flourishing in flowers and fruit and one that is malnourished of nutrients, sun, and water, and is depleted and weakened and susceptible to disease. When we don't know or attend to our core hunger, we experience a kind of famine. Many people in the world feel empty. Many have addictions trying to satisfy that core hunger beneath all hungers. Many try to satisfy it by overeating or drugs or alcohol, material success, status, distractions on the internet, blaming others, living in a fog, just generally grasping for something. These are not causes for shame. They are symptoms of our need of true nourishment. You need spiritual nourishment like the apple tree needs soil, sun, and water. We need spiritual nourishment to flower and to feed the divine fruits seeded within us, fruits like peace, courage, compassion, mercy, stamina, strength. We were fashioned to know these truths. Give us this day our daily bread. The word daily in its Greek form can actually more exactly be translated as subsistence, what is most necessary for life. And the most necessary thing is to feel the truth of our connection to the divine, the greater something which we are a part of. When we come to know it, or when we catch a glimpse of it, we feel nourished, and we know it as home. It feels eerily familiar because it's the truth. In the Gospel of John, the concept of spiritual nourishment is a particularly strong theme, and it is in that gospel alone that Jesus tells us that God is the vine and we are the branches. And we know that on a vine, there's a vital fluid that rises up from a deep source of nourishment and flows through all the branches to bring life, miraculous life. Spinning out of stems come leaves, flowers, fruits, and seeds that continue life. In our miraculous humanness, we have been given the freedom to choose to recognize our spiritual hunger or not, to choose to take steps to receive it. That is the entrustment that God has given to us. But cut off from that nourishment, we do become famished and prone to dis-ease and driven to try to satisfy that hunger through means that cannot satisfy it. Give us this day our daily bread sounds like we're asking to be given what we already have been given. But the asking is a recognition that we're a part of something greater that sustains us in a way beyond what we can do ourselves. We cannot create ourselves or sustain ourselves in a vacuum. The asking fosters gratitude and humility to be open to the truth. And part of experiencing the truth is also, in knowing that we're part of a greater whole, is also knowing that we flourish when we feed one another as well. There's an old folk tale that has traveled around the world and across faith traditions. Maybe you've heard it. A seeker goes to God and says, "I'd really like to understand heaven and hell." So God takes this seeker to a room where there are people sitting around a table with a sumptuous banquet on it. But all of the people at the table are famished and weak and look sickly and miserable. And God explains, these people can only eat using the long-handled spoons they have. But they're so long, they can reach the food, but they can't get the food back into their mouths. And so they're starving. And God said, "This is hell." And then God took the seeker to another room, same banquet, same spoons, but the people there were all well-fed and looking healthy and laughing and talking together. And the seeker said, I don't understand. And God said, "It's very simple. These people learned early on that they could feed one another with those spoons. And this is heaven." Give us this day our daily bread. May we recognize our true hunger. May we receive the nourishment of the vine. May we be strengthened. May we know that rising within us is a vital fluid that saturates us in love and nourishing waves of grace. May we know the heaven of feeding one another.